As India stumbled to control the global narrative, the world witnessed a spectacle not of strategy, but of survival. In the aftermath of the Pahalgam crisis, India's foreign policy apparatus did not project strength or coherence, it unraveled. The absence of Foreign Minister Subramaniam Jaishankar during a critical juncture, paired with the sudden deployment of opposition figure Shashi Tharoor to lead diplomatic efforts abroad, serves more as a public relations exercise than a genuine diplomatic outreach. For a government that has long prided itself on projecting India as a global thought leader, the self-proclaimed Vishwaguru, the absence of a coherent response at the peak of a crisis is telling. Meanwhile, India's traditional approach of labeling issues such as Kashmir as strictly bilateral, to avoid international mediation, lies in tatters. While maintaining this stance on paper, India has quietly engaged in a transnational campaign, reaching out to countries like Egypt and Ethiopia as well as the Gulf states, and even using platforms such as the Shanghai Cooperation Organization to push its narrative. This contradiction, denying third-party involvement while lobbying third parties, has exposed the brittle foundations of India's diplomatic posture. At the same time, India has failed to achieve its long-standing goal of diplomatically isolating Pakistan. Major powers, including China, Turkey, Russia, and Azerbaijan, have either backed Pakistan's call for dialogue or rejected India's unilateral assertions. Even OIC, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, voiced unequivocal support for Pakistan's position, reinforcing Islamabad's principled and consistent approach to regional peace and legality. This diplomatic rejection was not limited to friendly states. The United States, the United Kingdom and the European Union all called for de-escalation and dialogue, pointedly refusing to endorse India's narrative. The only vocal supporter of India's position was Israel, whose interest was less political and more transactional, owing to its sale of military drones to India. Compounding the issue is India's selective memory when it comes to international mediation. During his first tenure as American president, Donald Trump offered to mediate the Kashmir dispute on multiple occasions, but India swiftly rejected. The irony is hard to ignore. While India spurned third-party involvement from Washington, it now canvasses the globe for support under the guise of counterterrorism diplomacy. India's inconsistencies are not confined to its foreign relations. Domestically, the BJP's exploitation of the Pahalgam incident reveals a deeper authoritarian streak. Far from fostering political consensus, the ruling party has used the crisis to stifle dissent, marginalize opposition voices, and monopolize the national security narrative.